The city of Fayetteville is suspending curbside recycling during the pandemic, but residents can still make sure the recyclables don't go to the landfill. Yesterday, we reached Heather Elsie, environmental educator with the city of Fayetteville, to learn more. She says the city is suspending the curbside service to ensure safety of city employees.
Yeah, we wanted to definitely look out for our recycling team and having them out going through all of the curbside recycling, which includes a lot of bottles and cans. We were concerned about their health and looking out for the city as well and limiting exposure. So all the guys and gals are back here at the shop and working on projects. And we've put out drop-off sites for residents to utilize instead.
And there are several drop-off sites. Where are they?
Yeah, well, we've got our two that are always open. We've got the Happy Hollow location and at 1420 South Happy Hollow. And then, of course, our North Street drop-off, the Mary and Orton Recycling, they're at 735 West North. Now, we've got four new drop-offs that we just set up this week. And there's one at the Boys and Girls Club located at 560 North Ruppel Road. And then we've also got one at the Locomotion Family Fun Park, the Gary Hampton Field, and the Fayetteville Athletic Club.
I think Happy Hollow is, if not a 24/7 operation, there are long hours where you can go there.
Yes. Actually, all of these are going to be available 24 hours, except the Marion Orton. We're going to continue to limit the hours there and have an attendant on site.
Anything that you could recycle through curbside, you'll be able to recycle at these drop-offs?
Yes. So we rotate out these bins, and a couple of them are from our older apartment route, and we didn't offer glass at that time. So if you get to the drop-off and there isn't a slot for glass, and we are really encouraging residents to make sure to read the labels on the containers and make sure that their items are getting into the right compartments. It's really important to make sure that we get back here and don't have contaminated materials for baling. So we are encouraging residents to really look and sort their materials, but they will notice that if one of the locations has one of our older boxes, there won't be glass available. However, you can always continue to save up your glass and take it to the Marion Orton or Happy Hollow site at any time.
Also, kind of using this different time as a way to do a bit of a spring cleanup with the city?
Yeah, definitely. So we've had a lot of projects that we were really excited about this spring and getting out and doing some cleanups, and things have just changed. So we're trying to change with that as well, and we're calling this the quarantine spring clean, and we're encouraging residents to practice safe social distancing, but to get out and help clean up Fayetteville. We've had a lot of rain here recently, and the ditches are just full of cups and all sorts of litter. And if anybody needs bags or gloves, we're happy to bring those to them. We'll sit them on their doorstep, and then once they've built the bags, they can just text us or give us a call, and we'd be happy to come out and pick those up.
Yeah, obviously use the gloves because you're going to be picking up stuff, and you don't know who's touched it, where it's been. But you'll just drop it off, they can use it, wrap it up, let you know, and you'll pick it back up?
Yeah, yep. We're not sure, you know, what this looks like with our Earth Day events and everything that we've had planned here in the city. And so I just encourage everybody to really follow us on social media and to, you know, reach out to us if you have any questions about what's going on. And look for these, you know, fun events. We are going to try to keep the community engaged and keep up with our Earth Day projects. It's just going to look a little different. And even now, going out and into your neighborhoods and doing these cleanups, we do really want to just encourage everybody to really practice that safe social distancing and, you know, wave at your neighbors. And but do try to get out and enjoy this beautiful weather that I hear it's supposed to be 80 degrees and sunny tomorrow. So I think it'll be the perfect day to get out and clean up some litter.
Heather, thanks for your time. Keep us up to date, okay?
For sure. Thank you so much, Kyle. I really appreciate it.
Our conversation with Heather Elsie, environmental educator with the city of Fayetteville, took place yesterday.